En Radio Sefarad, la entrevista.
Hola oyentes de Radio Sefarad, hoy tenemos el gusto de hablar con el doctor Piotr Laskowski, que es un profesor polaco que junto con otro han escrito en la prensa polaca una carta abierta en relación a la ley aprobada sobre la que queremos hablar con él. Bienvenido a Radio Sefarad.
Welcome to Radio Sefarad, and he just explained that who you are and the fact that you wrote this letter with relation to the Polish law.
Esta carta está dirigida a jóvenes estudiantes de secundaria a los cuales ustedes enseñan. ¿Por qué dirigieron esta carta a la juventud?
You wrote this letter for secondary school students who are your students. Why did you write this letter for these students, specifically to these students?
Basically, this letter concerns the new law that was passed in Poland, infamously. The law which is basically speaking revisionist law on the Shoah, and we wrote it to our students and to secondary school students just to prevent them from being intimidated by this law, from learning the truth.
One minute.
And also we were, to be quite honest, we were inspired by them. We teach in schools ourselves, and we were able to experience their ability to create community that is not divided by this notion of nation, that is able to cooperate beyond the national differences.
Okay.
And so
let's translate.
Wait, let me translate, because I'm not a translator.
Yeah.
I can't remember everything, okay?
Yeah.
Que han escrito esto precisamente para sus alumnos porque no quieren que se sientan intimidados por esta ley. Y porque ellos mismos, los profesores, se impresionan mucho con sus alumnos porque ellos tienen una gran habilidad para crear comunidad entre distintos grupos, distintos tipos de personas, y les han inspirado para escribir esta carta.
Yeah, you can proceed.
Okay.
Please.
So we were inspired by their ability to create a true community that joins together people of different origins, different ways of life, and different nationalities.
Sí, que les inspiraron estos alumnos que tienen la habilidad de crear una comunidad entre personas de distintos orígenes y nacionalidades y grupos étnicos. Okay.
And there was the big contrast between what happened in the public sphere, in what the government and the ruling regime was saying, and this experience of community created by young people.
Y que hay mucha diferencia entre lo que está haciendo el gobierno de separar a la gente y la comunidad que son capaces de crear estos jóvenes. O sea, que hay una gran diferencia entre las dos actitudes.
Yes. En la carta que habéis escrito, nosotros hemos accedido a lo que es la ley polaca esta que condena cualquier acusación contra la nación polaca de ser cómplices del holocausto, pero ustedes mencionan hechos concretos que ocurrieron cuando todavía existía el Estado polaco antes de la invasión alemana.
this law makes it illegal and makes it punishable for people to accuse the Polish nation of committing crimes before the committing crimes against the Jews. But your letter talks about activities of the Polish government even before the invasion of the Nazis that were anti-Semitic and against the Jews.
Yes, because we are deeply convinced that these activities were co-responsible, in part responsible, for the hostile attitude of the large part of Polish community, of Polish society during the Shoah.
Because, okay, sí, porque creemos que estas actividades que ocurrieron antes de la invasión de Polonia por Alemania, que estas leyes y estas actitudes fueron muy responsables por la actitud que tomaron los polacos y en general la sociedad polaca durante la Shoah.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you take the ghetto benches, which were legalized by the government in 1937, what we believe is that if you separate people in one community, in one society, in such a manner, it makes possible, at least easier, but in fact possible, to separate them later by the walls of the ghetto.
Por ejemplo, los bancos ghetto que
los bancos en las universidades.
En las universidades que separaban a los judíos en el año 1937, si se empieza separando a las personas en un ambiente tan reducido, también se puede extrapolar a todo el país, y es mucho más fácil aceptar separar a los judíos en los guetos donde vivían.
Mm-hmm. E incluso usted menciona el campo de Schweizing, que creo que es donde estaba la familia del joven que asesinó a un diplomático alemán y que fue la causa de la Kristallnacht, ¿no?
You also mention the ghetto?
Camp.
The camp of
Schweizing.
Schweizing, where
Schweizing, yes.
Yeah, where the young man was kept, which
Michael Greenspan's parents were living there.
Who
the young boy who killed the diplomat in Paris, and
that was the origin of Kristallnacht.
Yes, we mentioned this camp as another example. Of course, these are only two examples of the pre-war politics of the Polish state. But we thought it is also something that should be mentioned. The camp that was created by the Polish government were the people who were Polish citizens deprived of their citizenship by the Polish parliament in the very fast way, you could say. They were kept there after they were expulsed from Germany in 1938.
Ajá, que eso es otro ejemplo de la política preguerra del Estado polaco, quitaron la nacionalidad polaca a sus propios ciudadanos y que metían en campos a los polacos que habían sido expulsados de Alemania antes de la guerra.
Uh-huh. Hay algo más que no menciona en esta carta, pero que sí hemos leído, que es lo que pasó cuando vuelven los polacos sobrevivientes de los campos de exterminio. Y muchos de ellos son asesinados en Polonia.
Something else that you don't mention in the letter is how many Polish citizens, many Poles returned to Poland after the war, and they were killed there. They were assassinated there.
Yes, of course, we don't mention many other examples, indeed, and because we wanted this letter to be relatively short, but obviously there is many other examples, many other cases, which should be mentioned and which are described, in fact, by the historians, and now they are prevented from being told in the public sphere.
Que hay muchos más ejemplos que no han mencionado en la carta porque quería que la carta fuera relativamente corta, pero hay muchos otros casos que describen los historiadores y que ahora no pueden, o sea, que ahora los historiadores no pueden hablar de estos casos.
Mm-hmm. For example, there is now there appeared. Exactly 2 or 3 days ago, there appeared an excellent book on the pogrom in Kielce in 1946, authored by Joanna Tokarska-Bakir, which is absolutely amazing and comprehensive account of this crime, of this pogrom.
Por ejemplo, hace solo 2 o 3 días ha salido un libro sobre el pogrom de Kielce, que es de 1946, que es una descripción excelente de este pogrom.
Uh-huh. Bueno, y aparte tenemos las actitudes antisemitas durante el periodo soviético también, ¿no?
And then there are also the anti-Semitic attitudes during the Soviet period.
I don't know what you mean by Soviet period. After the Second World War.
Yes, I guess until
Of course,
until the breakup of the Soviet Union.
Already after the war, it was 1946.
Yes,
and of course there were waves of anti-Semitic hatred. Despite the official ideology, which was officially meant to prevent this kind of hatred, and of course, particularly 50 years ago in March 1968.
Mm-hmm. Que después de la guerra, durante ese periodo, había como olas de antisemitismo a pesar de la ideología oficial que en teoría se supone que evitaba o prevenía este tipo de actividades, sobre todo, o sea, que uno muy conocido es de marzo de 1968.
Mm-hmm. So what we were trying to do, if I may just say that, what we are trying to do was to show that the national ideology, as long as it persists, it always implies this danger of anti-Semitic hatred.
Lo que querían hacer era demostrar que la ideología del nacionalismo siempre conlleva el riesgo de antisemitismo.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y cómo se ve eso? ¿Cómo ha sido recibida esta carta publicada en periódicos en Polonia?
How was the letter received when it was published in Poland?
We were very surprised that it was received very well by the public. It was widely read and many people wrote us to thank us and to say that that's exactly what they thought. Although they had no, I don't know, sometimes courage, sometimes words to express it. So we were really happy to get a lot of such information.
Bueno, pues le sorprendió mucho que ha sido recibido muy, muy bien, leído por muchas personas y muchas personas les escribieron para darles las gracias por escribir esta carta. Entonces, les ha agradado muchísimo esto.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, it was received very badly by the right-wing press and ruling party.
Pero claro, que el partido en poder, no, al partido en poder no le ha gustado nada y tampoco a la prensa de derechas.
Mm-hmm.
which and that in fact confirmed what we strongly would believe, that there is this kind of politics of intimidation, politics of frightening, that is now fulfilled by the ruling party, that is meant to intimidate people who know, who are very aware of the dangers of nationalism, but they are not given the space, the public sphere to express it.
Que ahora hay una política de intimidación y de miedo que tiene como su finalidad intimidar a la gente, asustar a la gente que no está que no se da cuenta de del peligro, digamos, de este nacionalismo
tan extremo, ¿no?
Sí.
Pues queremos agradecerle, señor Laskowski, que nos haya atendido y esperamos que el Tribunal Supremo de Justicia de Polonia rectifique algunos aspectos, al menos, de esta ley.
We'd like to thank you very much, and we hope that the Supreme Court of Justice in Poland will rectify at least part of this law.
Thank you very much for having me, and yes, let's hope that what people actually think will translate somehow to the public sphere to counter these political allies who use anti-Semitism and also Islamophobia as a tool to govern.
Que muchas gracias y esperemos que esto sirva para cambiar las actitudes de las personas en el gobierno que usan el antisemitismo y también la islamofobia para mantenerse en el gobierno.